I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And we are welcoming back to our studios a Twin Cities artist, Johnny O'Brien, also known as Johnny Wills, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
John Wills. Well, I went by that stage name for about 10 years. But yeah. That is no more.
Okay.
That's gone.
All right. Well, forget that guy. Johnny O'Brien is here in the studio with us. And the previous times that you've been here, just to get people up to speed, things we've discovered about you, you used to play in punk bands.
Mm-hmm.
You play golf.
Yes.
You went to school to play golf, in fact.
Yep. In South Carolina. Yeah.
And you travel a lot, I think, is something we talked about last time you were here.
I have on and off. Mm-hmm. Not as much as I'd like to, mm-hmm. especially this winter. I wish I was actually out quite a bit earlier.
Well, let's hear a song, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit about what you've been up to since you were last here. What do you want to start with?
Okay. This is called Savannah. Getting lost in Savannah. And the streets are so beautiful. I had too many plans. I can't even remember them all. Before I ever knew you existed, I wanted. Now that I have seen your face, I'm walking by the river, the candelabra's burning bright. My mind is always with her. I wonder where she is tonight. I'm on a bus and we're heading back north now. I've seen so much I just can't believe. There's a song in every little town, but it ain't always what it seems.
That's Johnny O'Brien live from Studio A. Tell me about that one.
It's relatively new. It's not on the record. It's pretty much a brand new song about some time I spent in Savannah years ago.
Okay, Savannah, Georgia?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And what was it about the city that inspired you?
I don't know. I guess it's a very unique city with the architecture and the kind of the way the streets are and the river, and not sure what it was exactly that I can remember that inspired me to write that, but
It's a cool town.
Well, and you've also talked about New Orleans. You're a big fan of New Orleans.
Yeah, New Orleans is my favorite city in the country for sure. So yeah. Savannah's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not far, mm-hmm. actually. But
are you still in Minneapolis? Are you still in the
yes.
Twin Cities? Okay.
Yep. Ideally, I'd like to be in New Orleans for the winter
mm-hmm.
and Minneapolis for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of a snowbird situation, you know.
Do you have plans in the works to make that happen?
Yeah, loosely.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see. It's just kind of, with Airbnbs, I think you can kind of find, you know, different deals now where you might be able to make that happen a little easier.
Oh, nice.
But it's more just having the income on in both cities.
Right. You know? You kind of need that. You kind of got to figure that part out.
Yep.
Well, so I think it's been a few years since you were last here. And you've been working on a new album. So tell me about that. Tell me about, have you recorded it yet or are you still?
Yeah, it's all done. It's in the works right now, kind of having it pressed, having the test pressings done right now. It's been a couple months in the making. There's 6 songs on the record and I'm doing vinyl. So one song is actually one side and then 5 on the other side. So there's a 20-minute song on the record for anyone that needs to, anyone playing it on the radio, any DJs that need to sneak off for a while.
Yeah, we need those bathroom break songs. That's like bathroom break.
That's longer than
run
a bathroom
to,
break.
Run to the oh, yeah. store. Run, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Get a snack. So what? Tell me about this 20-minute song. We won't ask you to play it here today because then that would be the whole rest of our session.
It's called Rough Water Blues, which is what the record is
mm-hmm.
titled.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of an old school repetitive blues tune, I guess. I don't know how to describe it exactly.
So how did it end up being 20 minutes? Like, is it something that you've played out regularly and it kind of developed? Or is it just when you wrote it, it just was...
No, I just wrote it to be 20 minutes
mm-hmm.
specifically for the record.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, okay.
I knew, okay, hey, this is already, it was getting to be right around 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I just decided, all right, might as well keep going and make it one side. And I thought that would be an interesting idea.
Yeah, that kind of is for vinyl for sure.
And it's something that the song itself is something you can listen to and kind of, it'll be in the background and you kind of fade in and out of it
mm-hmm.
yourself. So if you're doing something, you know, something else and you have it on in the background, you come into it at some point and then you, you know, leave it and it comes back. And I don't know. It's kind of one of those songs. You don't have to pay attention to it the whole time, I guess.
Well, I like that idea of having, you know, one whole 20-minute song on one side of an album. So how about the rest of the songs? Tell me about writing those. And were they things that you already had? Did you write them specifically for this project?
A little both. I'm going to play a couple that are going to be on the record. One is called The Boys of Ellery, which was about my time spent in Brooklyn about 20 years ago when I used to live in New York. So there's that one, and then there's a song called Saint Valentine, which I just wrote on Valentine's Day. And so that was specifically for the record.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of about love in general as a general concept, I guess. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That always makes good material for songs.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a universal.
Something you're always looking for, you know.
Yep, absolutely. So before that, like, what have you been up to? Like, I think it's been 3 years since you've been here. So have you done?
Has it really?
I think so. Yeah. So have you done much touring in there, or what's your usual?
Not as much as I'd like. I've gone down south a few times, for shows and whatnot, and kind of a vacation slash shows, but
mm-hmm.
but that's about the only place I've gone. I haven't really gone out out east or west.
Mm-hmm.
It's mainly been down to New Orleans, and that's because, you know, I have friends there and
mm-hmm.
some place that I play on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to at least a few times a year, you
mm-hmm.
know, now, but
make those contacts.
Yeah.
Get that plan in going.
Yeah,
get that plan
exactly.
moving along.
Exactly. A friend of mine is always sending me apartment listings. And
nice.
I'm like, I'm doing a record right now. It's not going to happen for a little while, you know.
Mm-hmm. And who did you work with on this latest album?
In terms of musicians?
Both. Okay. In putting it together, producing it.
Steve Call at Wild Sound in Minneapolis.
Is he from the Brass Kings?
Yes,
I thought
exactly.
I recognized that name from the band.
That's Steve. And him and I worked on this. Basically, he engineered and mixed it and mastered it. Mm-hmm. And we kind of worked on some ideas for songs together and brought in different people. He brought in a whole horn section of people.
Well,
and,
I was going to say, so the Brass Kings, they're a really fun band. They're very rhythmic.
Yeah.
And so did he kind of bring an element of that? And he's bringing you a brass section? That sounds fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was good. Mm-hmm. We brought in a trumpet, sax, and trombone.
Nice.
Just for a few songs. Mm-hmm. Just little parts in different songs. And yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That was good.
Now, and how where does this album fall? And it sounds like, does it count as an EP? You know, I never know where the cutoff is between EP and full-length album.
I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure myself. I haven't done vinyl for, it's been almost 17 years since I did anything on vinyl.
Since you had no other choice.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how to quantify that either. But so how many releases have you had? Let's just put it that way. How many releases? What number is this one?
I think technically it's 4.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, if you look at the band I was with beforehand, it's more like 6.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't really, we didn't release a lot of stuff with other bands that I've been in and stuff. We didn't really do full releases of anything mm-hmm. in any format,
mm-hmm.
other than kind of like recordings that we'd throw out ourselves, mm-hmm. At shows.
Because you're a punk band.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
What punk bands do.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, nice. Well, let's hear another song. What do you want to do next?
This is called "The Boys of Ellery," and this is going to be on the record. Let's see here. So hard to think, almost 20 years now, in all my memories I can't recall, no I don't know.
Johnny O'Brien, live from Studio A. And I think you said that one was inspired by time you spent in Brooklyn.
Yes.
A while ago, yep. A long time ago.
Yeah, I lived on a street. Ellery Street was the street that I lived on.
Mm-hmm.
And with a couple other guys. And it was, a very special time in my life. So.
And how long were you there for?
I was there for about 2 years, maybe, mm-hmm. on and off. Mm-hmm. Kind of, I was there back there in 2003 as well. Mm-hmm. And I was there initially in 2001, but, or 2000, 2001. And then, so it was a very interesting time to be in that city as well. But
yeah, how so?
Well, September 11th happened.
While you were there?
Actually, yeah, we were there
goodness.
On that day. So mm-hmm. yeah, it's kind of a scary time to be in the city, and very, you know, solidified, I think, the friendships that I had at that point, kind mm-hmm. of with going through something like that as well. But
yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, that must have been really intense. And
yeah, it was.
And at the time, you know, now we can look back at it and know a little bit more about it, but at the time there was so much uncertainty about what was happening, what was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And so I can only imagine.
Even that, I mean, on that day, for sure, we mm-hmm. were all, everyone was just kind of, we were dumbfounded about what was going on. But
mm-hmm. Wow. But so that song is a recent one, and it sounds very kind of nostalgic for that time.
Yes,
and,
it is, definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you get back there very often? You said you were back in 2003. And
yeah, I haven't been. I'm trying to think the last time I was in New York. I don't know. It's been a while for mm-hmm. sure. Maybe 2010, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Did you do music when you were there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What kind of shows did you do there? What kind of places did you play?
Different, just kind of what, same thing I'm doing now, kind of different bars, music venues / bars, mm-hmm. and coffee houses, that kind of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. But just in a bigger city.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yep.
What was there a difference in as far as audience or anything like that that you remember? I mean, I know it was a long time ago.
No. No, I mm-hmm. can't think of anything.
Okay,
anything
so pretty much.
Was, yeah, I mean, it's. It's, yeah, it's, I guess maybe there has to be some difference, mm-hmm. but I can't think of what it is.
Maybe I'm just thinking about New Yorkers versus Minnesotans, you know, well, we have different stereotypes about each kind of person.
There's definitely a difference there.
Our audiences, like, more, maybe, I want to say meaner, which may not be the right word, but you know what, more, because,
sure.
you know, New
Critical.
Yorkers are, yeah, like New Yorkers are, you know, we're very polite in Minnesota, theoretically, supposedly.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Whereas New Yorkers are, you know, their MO is that they're more outspoken and they're not afraid to tell you off and they're not, you know what I mean?
Well, you can attribute all of that to time. And the amount of time that they have to wait for everything. So it's, I mean, if you look at, mm-hmm. if you're at a restaurant mm-hmm. and the server comes to you and you don't know what you want,
mm-hmm.
they're just standing there wasting money, basically. The mm-hmm. server, you know, they're coming to you and you should be able to tell them what you want, like right then, you mm-hmm. know, right? That not as much in a restaurant when you're sitting down. I guess mm-hmm. it's more if you're going to like a cafeteria style place where you're approaching mm-hmm. the counter and you mm-hmm. get up to the counter, then you should have it kind of figured out what you want mm-hmm. to order.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they get kind of a bad rap because they're like, well, let's go. What do you want? You
right,
know, the people
yeah.
at the restaurant. The restaurant is like, what's going on? What do you want? You're here. Tell us what you want. So it's kind of an urgency,
mm-hmm.
you know. That you maybe don't get as much here.
Okay.
But
just a little more brusque, but there's reasons for it. All right.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
I think it's just it's the amount of the lack of time that they have, basically.
But audiences aren't more likely to heckle you or
no.
Okay.
Not
just,
yet.
Just checking. Just checking. I haven't had, you know, I haven't spent a lot of time there, so I don't know what it's like. Well, let's hear another tune. What do you want to do?
This one's called Touch, and this is also on the record. Thank you.
if I was a man of wealth, would you still be by my side? In sickness and in health, for all your life. She says she's just one of the boys, but the boys don't know her at all.
Johnny O'Brien live from Studio A. And again, he is. And was that another one from the new album?
Yeah. Yep. That's going to be on the, that's on the record.
Thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you. Yeah, it was fun.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Emma Gilhausen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Thanks for listening.